Здравейте всички!
Таджа хао!
Всем привет!
Мархабан билджамия!
Бонжур а тус!
Бенвенути а тутти!
Welcome!
Welcome to Logos Moon! So today we wanted to talk a little bit about why we study languages. Both yes. on a personal sense and maybe also in a little bit on a technical sense. Why do you study languages?
I was very excited mm-hmm. for filming this video because there are so many reasons why I study languages. It's a very, very, very big and important topic for me. Mm-hmm. First of all, it kind of started by me studying languages not because I had any reasons or motivations, but because I was moving around with my family. So when I moved to the US, I obviously had to learn English. I wasn't even forced to do it. I was just in an environment where I had to speak English in order to be understood.
So that type of like full immersion in any case.
Exactly,
right?
Full immersion. So it really helped me understand that there's a way to express yourself in another language and still have thoughts in that language and yeah. still live and exist in that language.
I think one very curious things about bilingualism in general, or polyglotism, but I don't really like that word because whenever you say polyglot, it's always yeah. like it kind of comes with this connotation of you have to know so many languages, you have to be perfect in all of them, or you want to show off. It's very boastful yeah. in any case, but we're going to try to change that idea and that terminology. But knowing more languages, it really is about recreating yourself and Absolutely. Creating a new type of personality, because languages fundamentally change who we are and how even, you know, our neural pathways. You know, there are a bunch of articles, and we'll link them in the description, talk about how languages help, you know, maintain neural plasticity and how they can fundamentally change our also psyche in any mm-hmm. case, which I think is very interesting. But let's talk about, like, what languages did you really start out with? Because you come from a very interesting cultural background, which is Bulgaria, mm-hmm. and not everyone learns two languages contemporaneously, but you did.
Well, I moved in the US at a young age. Mm-hmm. I started elementary school there, mm-hmm. and at first I didn't speak English at all. For me, a new language was something very, very impossible, really. Right. When I moved there, it yeah. was so hard for me to imagine. Like, my parents were telling me, don't worry, in a year you'll mm. be able to.
That's
I just couldn't really grasp it with my yeah. mind. And then after a year, I actually could speak English quite yeah. well. I could present, do presentations in school. I was very proud. Yeah. And I realized, wow, so it is possible after mm-hmm. all.
It is possible. And especially being a child, it really helps just yeah. the integration of different languages. That's curious as well. I also moved to the United yes. States as a very young child and coming from an Italian background. And it was interesting to live that, you know, English second language life mm. and kind of taking in all of that new cultural aspect as well. Because I think one thing that's really important to think about when we learn languages is that they're not a subject that you study just the grammar of, right? Like, linguistics talks about languages in a very sociological sense as well. And languages are linked to their culture, linked to the psychology of the people, and I think that's also very important to consider when studying languages in any case.
So my interest kind of started there when I moved. I realized mm-hmm. it is possible to know a second language, to express yourself, to think in a second mm-hmm. language, to develop a personality in a second language. And after that, when I moved back to Bulgaria, I mm-hmm. started studying German in a German high school. I learned German. It mm-hmm. was a different way of learning because I wasn't immersed at first, mm-hmm. later, yes. But at first I was supposed to learn it the regular grammar, vocabulary type yeah. of way, which is a bit
something that I don't really like, actually.
Yeah, intimidating, because I wasn't used to that
and
method.
Let's talk about German grammar for a second. That is kind of scary, besides the memorization of Dei dir das
and the cases,
the genitive cases, all that. Yeah. It really is the modern Latin. Sadly, in that aspect, even if it's an Anglo-Saxon language, we know that, obviously, but yeah. it has so many cases. Definitely. I think my interest actually came when I moved back to Italy, which is kind of odd because I grew up hearing my family's dialects, so a little bit of Bresciano, a little bit Neapolitan, which I all thought was actually Italian, which is very interesting because I feel like in general with countries that don't have different forms of language evolution, which is dialects, for example, in the United States, we don't really talk about dialects until we're talking about maybe AAVE, but we're talking more about accents in general, and maybe we consider them slang words. But in a lot of other countries, for example, in Italy or in China, many others, obviously, in all of the Arab-speaking countries, there are sub-languages, different dialects that are completely different. So I obviously came to Italy and I had a mix of basically Italian, Bresciano and Neapolitan, all three together. It was very difficult at the beginning to understand, oh wait, this is one language, oh wait, this is another.
And but actually Italians don't understand me, what the...
Yeah, why are Italians saying that I'm wrong? This is weird, my parents spoke this language and they're Italian, so what does that mean? But I think that it's a very big discovery in general, especially when you have a country that is divided by their linguistic background. You see that there's a very big culture and there's a very big community that is created with languages. I think that started off maybe, it was both a need and a want in a way. You know, you need to learn Italian, you need to understand these cultural differences, you need to learn the Veneto dialect, right, the Venetian dialect, because you live there. And then you realize how these aspects really are, they enrich in you. They enrich in your cultural background. I thought that was really, really lovely.
Yes, yes, absolutely. I started falling in love with language learning 1 year after I started studying German, in fact. Because first I was kind of forced to do it. Then when I started reading by myself, doing stuff on my own in that language, being able to communicate with people in that language, I went for a week in Germany after to some friends and stayed with them, started using the language, and it was so fun to use that.
I think one of the most amazing things about learning languages is the aperture to other worlds in general and other cultures, because there's nothing more exciting than being able to speak with a native speaker. You don't have to be perfect. I mean, no native speaker is really going to, you know, get on you for grammar cases or anything. Maybe in France a little bit more, but but not everywhere. But you see this as a sort of bridge to another culture, and it's amazing how much people open up to you when they know that you're interested in their language and also their culture, because again, they really, really go hand in hand. You see also, I think what's very important nowadays is that with globalization, we have so many different cultures all coming together. It's a lovely thing, but it also creates a lot of cultural division. And being able to take that step, that first step forward into trying to embrace another person's mentality and another person's culture through their language, through the way that they speak, I think it's so important. It's so, so important.
Yeah, it really, you have to be willing not only to learn the language and be able to communicate with the people in that language, but also to change yourself.
Yeah.
We talked about this a lot, change your personality, because you cannot learn a language in a way in which you will feel integrated with people or with a group of people without really changing yourself, allowing yourself to change yourself fully.
And I think that's what most people have problems. Like, what is the problematic when you learn another language? It's the fact of changing your psychology in any case, because I always like to take this example. Let's look at English and maybe Italian, right? Very, very different languages, very different language families, obviously. An Anglo-Saxon, Germanic with a little bit of French for English, and then we have a Latin Romance language for Italian, which has its own, obviously, complexity, but we can get that maybe into another video. But even these two languages, they're completely different in the way that you talk. It's completely different in the way that you form thoughts. I think English in general is a very free language. That's why its evolution throughout the digital age is also very interesting to think about. It's a free language and it kind of morphs itself very constantly. It's always adapting itself.
New slangs, new words.
Yeah, of course. We're not language purists. We're not trying to think that English has to be this exact same thing. It's, you know, language mutate over time. Mm. And English is one of those really, really adaptive languages. And then you have Italian, on the other hand, which has so many more cases in general, so many more compliments, so many more objects, and even a different intonation in the way that you speak. It's a little bit less monotone, much more interested in pitch, and much more interested in the emotional aspect as well, that I think.
Yeah.
And that's, it really changes. You can even see it in Italian and English literature.
Which doesn't mean that English cannot be a very emotional mm-hmm. language as well, but it's a very internationalized language,
yes.
used everywhere by everyone.
It works less maybe based on context. In English, I think it's very interesting. You can read something in English and you'll know the context in general, because it really does specify the subject. It always specifies. It's a specific language in a way. It's a technical language. It's the language of the digital age in general, right? Why is it used for computers? Because of its inherent simplicity and inherent uncontextual characteristic.
Yeah.
And then you have languages, we're going to go all the way overseas, let's go to Chinese or even Japanese, which are insanely contextual languages, where even if you're reading something, maybe you won't have the full comprehension until you actually see the context and see what people are saying and see in what situation they're saying it in.
Or like Arabic, like you cannot read anything in Arabic if you don't know the language because of the vowels which... the letters. So,
no, it's
if you don't speak the language, even one word you cannot read because many, many words can be written in the mm-hmm. same way.
It's very, very curious.
It's very interesting.
So you have these completely different ways of organizing and categorizing thought, and I think that's very interesting.
Yeah,
it helps you change as a person, and I think it's also very important to be open to this kind of change. I feel like with languages, you do realize that everyone has very different backgrounds, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of makes you understand, oh, why does this person act that way? Because, well, maybe in that country that happens, and with the language, this they say these things in this way. And I feel like sometimes there's a lot of maybe bias and prejudice and incomprehension when you have like second language speakers, you know, L2 speakers that are trying to express themselves in their non-native language. And you say, oh, maybe they're being rude, but it's not an aspect of being rude or anything. It's just maybe the language works like that, right?
Just the cultural aspect, which is translated in their language in this
yes.
way.
And this brings us to another topic, which I think is very, very, very important. Speaking with native people. And speaking with native people, but also speaking with people that are learning the language in general. And that's a very important aspect of motivation.
Mm.
And truly delving into the culture.
Maybe the main reason why I learn languages.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the whys. It's such a great satisfaction
mm-hmm.
to be able to speak with people in their
yes.
native language and be accepted. You
yes.
know, even if you're not perfect. I've noticed the more languages I learn, I notice that the most important skill you need to have is not grammar or vocabulary or anything. The most important skill is personal confidence.
Oh,
approaching
yes.
that those people in their language, and even if you don't say everything correctly in the right accent, you need to show
yeah.
that you want to do it. And if you're like shy or don't approach them, or yeah, you cannot.
I think we always
it's not possible.
I think one aspect of, I feel like, of languages that have really helped me truly talk with people is just the fact of, you know, everyone is a human being. Everyone
mm-hmm.
is afraid of everyone else in another way.
Yeah.
So if you approach people with an open mind and without any type of prejudice or biases,
mm-hmm.
you'll see that people do realize that. You can
yeah.
feel it. It's kind of something very subtle in our psychology.
Yeah.
And it helps you kind of break down those insecurities that you may actually have. Which I feel is really, really lovely and an amazing aspect of language learning. How do we learn them? It is about studying. I'm not saying you can't avoid grammar, you know. That's...
And that you can just like listen to something
yeah.
and absorb it.
Exactly. It's very
or sleep, you know, 5 hours.
You know, you put on your podcast while you're sleeping, you'll wake up and you'll be, you know, C2 level.
Yeah.
You're going to have to study. That's an obvious aspect, and we can't avoid that, you know. You need to work hard. But I think one aspect that is really important is integrating that language into your everyday. And I'm saying even those banal 5 minutes, even those 30 minutes, whatever it may be,
yeah.
but you're integrating that language and you're familiarizing it with who you are, and you're integrating into who you are,
mm-hmm.
really. I like to honestly listen maybe to songs in that language, which is very, very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Or even if it's a language with a different writing scripture, see those characters every day. Maybe I change my phone, maybe I change certain applications into that language so I can see them and I don't see this as something so distant. It's something that becomes of my everyday routine.
I think this is also a very big topic, how mm-hmm. we learn languages. So maybe later we can also create a video on that specific
and
topic.
If you guys are ever interested into a specific language that we may know, please let us know and we can maybe delve into some of the more specific aspects of that particular language. What difficulties maybe we have faced?
I think for me the biggest difficulty is starting, especially mm-hmm. with a language which looks very, very exotic.
Yeah.
For example, Mandarin Chinese. I've yes. always wanted to learn it, but I never really set to do it, or I was telling myself I will do it, but you don't really sit down and start and begin. And now that I've started, I feel it's much more
doable, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like you always have those kind of like learning curves, and the hardest one is obviously the just starting out. But once you get into there, you kind of get into the momentum of learning languages. But again, it really, really is about just constant and daily input as much as possible, even if it's very little, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be a lot,
and it shouldn't be enforced, like mm-hmm. you need to have a why you do it.
Yeah,
you cannot just I want to learn Mandarin so I look cool or
so I can
show off to people. No, you really need to have an internal motivation.
Yeah, you don't need
why?
To shock
why?
Foreigners yeah. with your
yeah
with your
I find this very demotivating.
Oh, absolutely. This absolutely also because then you're kind of comparing yourself to others and feel like it's just an aspect about opening yourself up to that type of possibility and to that type of new sound that you're able to make and that new literature that you're able to read and that new culture
mm-hmm.
that you're able to integrate with and understand and in a very deep level. And I think that's one of the most lovely aspects of language learning. So everyone, tell us your thoughts. Why did you guys learn languages or start studying languages? Or maybe you're a little bit curious into delving into the deep field and scary linguistics, or do you want to learn Mandarin Chinese in 15 minutes to be able to shock natives? Let us know your reasons, your motivations, and maybe we can help you out a little bit. If you're curious, we're here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys. Till next time, zaijian, bye bye.
Do mich ciao, paka paka.
Assalamu and à la prochaine.
À la prochaine.